Recent research at the University of Arkansas suggests that the damage caused by tornadoes is affected by variances in the terrain the tornado encounters. But, as Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis explains, the results of the research aren't so cut and dry.
According to data from the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, 2012 saw just fewer than 30 strong or violent tornadoes, but more than 80 such tornadoes occurred across the nation in 2011. For the purposes of its annual count of strong or violent tornadoes, the administration counts all tornadoes classified as an EF3 or higher, or tornadoes with estimated 3-second wind gusts upward of 136 miles per hour. Two especially damaging tornadoes during that 2011 season were the EF4 tornado that struck the Tuscaloosa and Birmingham, Alabama area, and the EF5 tornado that devastated Joplin, Missouri. Dr. Panir Selvam is a civil engineer at the University of Arkansas, and he has studied tornadoes for more than 30 years. In a recent study, he looked at the damage paths of these two storms. In his assessment, he used tools that weren't available 3 decades ago.
We have done a lot of work on computer modeling. Then again, we want to have some verifications. In addition, we were also looking at some of the ideas, new ideas, so that we can be able to protect buildings or from damages. So what we did is we tried to take the damage path that is already available from Google Earth, and then trying to see whether the terrain has any influence on the tornado forces on or the wind field around that area.
Dr. Selvam says that he and his graduate students use data from the Joplin and Tuscaloosa tornadoes for a few simple reasons.
When we looked at the Google Earth, luckily for Google Earth, the right next day of the occurrence of the tornado, the Tuscaloosa tornado had the Google Earth photograph. So that's very current. So we can be able to use that information. For Joplin, I know the terrain because I went there and looked at it. But only thing is their photograph from Google Earth is maybe 1 week later or something like that. But on the other end, there are other tornadoes also. We looked at it. We were trying to look what are the tornadoes can suit. The criteria are you need to have terrain and then you need to have a Google Earth picture which is reasonably well taken, very close to the date of the damages.
So what did he and other researchers find in this data?
We took the tornado path, and wherever there was a hill, we tried to look what is happening when the tornado was going up the hill, then when the tornado goes down the hill, what level of damage is there. That's where we were reporting. What we found many of the places is when it is going up the hill, there were more damages. When it is going on the same hill, down the hill, less damage.
But Dr. Selvam says that this tenet of the research has led to some misconceptions. Upon reading the raw report, he says that some have interpreted it to mean that valleys between hills are always more protected. But he says that there are several variables that led to the conclusion that tornadoes cause more damage going up one side of a hill than that same tornado going down the opposite side of the very same hill.
It is more the size of the hill, the distance between the hill, the valley, if it is there, how much is there, all of those things are matters. But in that study, what we did is we took different places, the damage pictures, and then tried to show there is more damage, less damage. And then also there is in Tuscaloosa tornado, we found a situation wherein on the path of the tornado, there is a hill all around, then there's a valley in between, but it's not a wide valley, it's a small valley around.
He says that there was more damage to structures at the top of the hills than to structures in the relatively narrow space between the hills, leading to the conclusion that areas are surrounded by hills show less damage than areas on the exterior of the same hills. Another finding outlined in the research paper, which Dr. Selvam and his graduate assistant Nafal Ahmed presented earlier this year, is that if possible, tornadoes tend to climb the ridge of a hill rather than go down the leeward side. The reason given for such movement is that tornadoes will logically be more attracted to areas of higher elevation that have lower atmospheric pressure, thus causing the tornado to rotate at a higher velocity. And though Dr. Selvam says that these findings are based on preliminary models, he says that if he is able to further quantify the research, that he hopes it could have implications in urban planning.
Again, it always comes to the cost. So I'm hoping that we come up with some ideas, reasonably good ideas, which is reasonable, less cost, but we can protect a certain region. Maybe the cities and other people may be able to contact us. Maybe we can help them to design what you call man-made structures, which can protect reasonably those areas.
But for a building to reasonably withstand a tornado, which is a subject Dr. Selvam has studied for many years, he says it must be an engineered structure. As an example, he points to St. John's Hospital in Joplin.
I consider that to be well-engineered structure. So if you look, it is also on the right, on the same path of the tornado. Right by the site surrounding, you would see a lot of failures, office buildings to residential buildings to whatever. On the other hand, St. John's building is right there, structurally intact. Only failures are window glass, whatever architectural and other failures, but as a structure, even today it is there, and many people were there and they were fine.
He says that structures built with conventional construction techniques, using 2x4 timbers and nails, are not necessarily engineered to withstand the forces of major tornadoes, regardless of where they are built on the hill in relation to the trajectory of the tornado. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.